Joining us on the line right now is our local member for Dawson, George Christensen. Thanks for joining us, George.
That's all right, Jono. How are you?
Yeah, great. Look, we're doing very well, thank you. Obviously, it's a really tough time for our farmers at the moment. And the community has got together wonderfully to help out the farmers. And we have just seen an injection of funding from the government, another helping hand there. But look, we just spoke to Shane Hickey, who's a dairy farmer. We spoke to him last week. He had a video which went viral. And one thing he expressed was that, I mean, like he wanted there to be a system where they could guarantee the farmers a normal wage, that they didn't have to rely on donations because they don't feel a lot of the time comfortable. They have to have them, but they don't feel comfortable at all getting these donations.
Mm. Yeah, well, look, that's right. I mean, there's one thing that really could be done that would help a lot of farmers, and that is a more ethical stance taken by major supermarkets and retailers. I mean, the dollar milk stuff. I mean, look, you know, we could all pay a buck more, even 50 cents more, you know, to help farmers out. I really don't understand why supermarkets have to drive to the bottom cost all the time, because it always affects the farmer. It always does.
Yeah, I think it was one point that Shane was making was that if there was some kind of an award rate or salary for dairy farmers, well, how would we get this implemented? Or is there any way that this, do you think this would ever happen?
Well, I'll tell you what, in the sugar industry, we faced a situation where, foreign-owned sugar mills were going to lord it all over the local farmers. And I fought for a sugar industry code of conduct, and we got it. If we had a dairy industry code of conduct for the dairy farmers, we could get a bit more of a level playing field going on between, them and the supermarkets in terms and their processes in terms of what they're paid. So, I think that we're going to have to look at all these sectors, and if there's imbalances in the sort of relationship, power imbalances between the farmer and whoever pays them, then perhaps we're going to need to have codes of conduct put in.
I'll just play a little grab of what Shane had to say about his struggle just last week here.
We are left with the dregs. My parents, I found a pay slip from my parents from 1986, and I worked out what they were getting in 1986 and put it into the Reserve Bank's inflation calculator, and they were making 20% more than what I am today in 1986.
God. I mean, that's just
it's crazy.
Alarming. That's crazy. I mean, something has to change, right?
And I bet his input costs and all his production costs have gone up as well, and at the same time, his pay's gone down. So, yep, it does lead me to think that perhaps government doesn't need to step in and put a code of conduct in, but I just wish that these major retailers and the processors would do the right thing by these guys. This is a big problem. We've got, once upon a time, big business in Australia was a fair bit more ethical than they are today. And
it seems like it's rigged.
Got the situation. It certainly does.
Yeah. Well, look, George, look, I appreciate your time this morning. I guess we just wanted to reach out to you, and I guess whether something changes, whether, any difference is made after this horrible drought which is being experienced, remains to be seen. But something's got to change, hopefully, at some point.
We'll certainly take up those issues. Thanks very much, Rach. Thanks,
Thank you.
Appreciate your time, George. Thanks a lot.
Bye.